Yeah. What did Ajahn Brahm say? When the going gets tough, the tough go meditating. I think that's what he said. So now, that's the good example to follow. Okay, so sit comfortably. Yeah. And as always, just start off by just feeling your body, making sure you relax to the maximum. It's so important to be comfortable in the meditation to be able to enjoy this whole beautiful process. So easy to see, especially on occasions like this, the powerful interconnection between the body and the mind. And you can feel almost all your mental content, you can feel it coming out in the body. So by allowing the body to feel at ease and the body to relax, to having a sense of care and gentleness and kindness towards yourself, just allowing the body to settle down, already you feel so much better, both physically but also mentally. one of the great reasons for coming here to the Dhammaloka Center it is to enjoy some of that good energy which is available here. And you can draw on that, draw it into yourself, feel the power of so many good people coming together, just sitting quietly and doing meditation practice. There's something very wonderful and beautiful about that. And feel that feeling, and as you feel that, it is very soothing, very pleasant, very peaceful, and it makes you feel more at ease. It's remarkable what just a bit of patience and right attitude can do for your mind and for your body. As you just sit back and wait and allow things to disappear and fade and calm down, you start to feel so much better. And mindfulness comes along very powerfully as well. As you feel more at ease and relaxed, it's as if mindfulness just appears all by itself. Such a beautiful thing when this happens automatically. There is no will, there is no pressure, there is no pain, just purely an automatic and very wonderful process. And now, if you wish, just try to bring to mind the feeling of positive spiritual qualities. What does it feel like to be truly generous? What does it feel like to be truly kind and compassionate? Bring these feelings to mind as a felt experience. And then remember that we share this universe with so many beings who have qualities such as these, but often even more powerful. And reflect the northern direction from here, wherever that is, it doesn't matter. Just remember all the beings in the northern direction, human and otherwise, who have these powerful, beautiful, wonderful qualities. What a wonderful thing it is to share the universe, share this world with such beings and such people. May you all be well. May you be happy. And now bring your attention around to the eastern direction. Again, it doesn't really matter where it is. Again, remind yourself what a wonderful thing it is that there are so many beings in this world with so many beautiful spiritual and mental qualities. Thank you, everyone, for sharing this world with me, for lighting this world up, for making it a better place. May every one of you, may you be well. May you be happy here. And now bring your mind around to the southern direction from here, and include, if you like, all the monks down at Bodhinyana Monastery, And if you wish, also all the nuns at Dhammasara Monastery here. What a wonderful thing it is that we have in this world people who are 100% dedicated to spiritual practice. And also all the other beings with wonderful qualities to the south. May all of you, may you be well, may you be happy. And now bring your attention around to the western direction. And again, remind yourself, it's not just human beings out there. There are all kinds of spiritual beings with very powerful and beautiful qualities. At the same time, there are also beings like the animals who are so vulnerable to suffering and problems, as is often also the case for humans. So mix in a bit of compassion with the metta. May all those beings in the West, may you be well, may you be happy. And finally, bring your attention back into this room and just contemplate just for a minute what a wonderful thing it is to be part of a group with so many people with such good intentions who live their life to such a high standard. We may have differences sometimes, but those differences are so small compared to the underlying goodness and the underlying good qualities. Always remember that. Always focus on the big picture. And as long as you do that, you can have a kindness and compassion and friendliness towards everyone here. What a wonderful thing it is to be part of this community. Thank you, everyone, for being my spiritual friend on this path. May you be well. May you be happy. And now just come back to your breath for a few moments. And now just ask yourself, how do you feel? And if you feel more at ease and relaxed, then ask yourself why that is the case. What are the perceptions that you have used? What are the things that you have developed during this last half an hour? Okay, so that's the end of the meditation for now.